how did you first come together? Was it immediate, this synergy that we've already heard?
Well, it was immediate as soon as we started playing together. Me being a little bit older than Bela, Bela knew about my music first, and then after we met, I discovered Bela's music. But then shortly after that, we began to exchange sit-ins with one another. I appeared on Bela's, Bela invited me to record with him on his record. And then I sat in with you a couple of times with you, with the band.
Yeah, you played the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville with the Flecktones.
Yeah.
And some other, some bluegrass musicians I wanted you to meet, Sam Bush and Jerry Douglas and Stuart Duncan.
That was a lot of
And Edgar Meyer was there too. It was a real, do you remember that night?
Yeah,
that was pretty,
I do.
Pretty
I
awesome
do.
Night for all
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that first record where Chick and I invited Chick to play on one of my albums, and to my shock and dismay, he said yes. And but we did a duet on that record, and that was the first time we experienced the sort of rhythmic, floating, rolling together, rippling experience that we're sort of become the center of what seems to happen when we're playing together, this sort of simultaneous play, reactive kind of playing that's so much fun.
Yeah. Well, see, well, it, what I found interesting is how you can extract so much different expressions of music from the banjo, which basically has a not sustained sound. It's a very percussive instrument, and the sound of a banjo now, bing, it doesn't last a long time. So you have to do other things to get it. Whereas the piano has a different set of properties.
The sustain is much different on both instruments.
But the one thing that's interesting to me is I think that Chick plays the piano and the keyboards as a percussionist as well as a melodicist, and that's the thing that was so attractive to me and inspiring when I heard his playing, and I was a banjo player. I was thinking, oh, there might be a way to play jazz on the banjo now that I hear this kind of jazz, this approach to harmony and rhythm all at the same time. I thought maybe there was a chance. And so it's inspiring to me. I think there's a lot of jazz that the banjo would have a harder time with, people that would have a harder time with, or I would have a harder time with because of my musical personality, but I'm very rhythmically, I get excited by rhythm.
And, I thought we might try a piece that demonstrates the most difficult thing for the banjo to do, which is to play a kind of a romantic melody.
Let's do that.
Actually, I wrote this piece for our first album. It ended up being the title of the record, called The Enchantment. And it's really not, it's written for me and Bela, but it's not really written for the banjo per se. But Bela, you'll see what he does to bring out the essence of what I tried to put down on paper. So this is called The Enchantment.
Thank you.
We made it.